Aboriginal History Week will be celebrated at the College of New Caledonia, CNC, from Monday, March 10 to Friday, March 14, offering an opportunity to learn from elders and knowledge holders while experiencing the traditions and ways of Indigenous culture. Everyone is welcome to attend the events at CNC. The Aboriginal History Week brings together the wealth of Indigenous knowledge, Elder Darlene McIntosh said. We will witness many traditions that will be showcased, honoring the craftsmen in beading, art, traditional medicines by medicine men and women. You will learn about First Nations culture from remote areas of BC, including from a Yukon traditional beader, along with Métis culture. There will be traditional drummers, singers, and dancers, who call on our ancestors to come be with us. It is our sacred obligation to give Indigenous voices a chance to speak on reconciliation for our people. Times are changing and we are embracing the diversity of our world as we know it, and we cannot forget the pleasure of tasting bannock. To kick things off, there will be a flip cup painting workshop on Monday, March 10 from 10 a.m. to noon at the Aboriginal Resource Center, room 1-773. Lauren Aldred, a land-based healer, wellness coach, and talented artist, will lead the workshop, teaching a fun and easy acrylic pour technique suitable for all skill levels. The workshop is limited to 12 participants. To register, contact Elder Darlene McIntosh by emailing rselder@cnc.bc.ca or visit the Aboriginal Resource Center at CNC. During Aboriginal History Week, Marlene Erickson, Senior Policy Advisor to the CNC President on Indigenous Relations, will speak on Monday, March 10 from 11:45 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Room 1-306. Marlene Erickson is a member of the Yinka Dene, Dakal Nation from Nakasli and the Lusaliu, Frog, Clan. She holds a BA in Anthropology and a Master of Education. Dedicated to preserving the oral history of Yinka Dene, she teaches oral history at CNC and throughout the community, focusing on the potlatch, clan structure, the roles of women and children in traditional society and the education of children. During this speaking engagement, the master storyteller will bring the cultural traditions of the First Nations people to life. On Aboriginal History Day, Tuesday, March 11 from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Gathering Place, CNC invites everyone to experience historical exhibits and enjoy live performances by drummers, singers, and dancers. There will be bannock and popcorn offered as treats. Featured presenters include Michael Antoine, Sayak, S., Pipe Carrier, Sun Dancer, Holistic Student Support, drummer, and singer Tracy Peters, Skellack First Nation, Jingle Dress Dancer, Powwow Style, beater, sewer, singer, and sun dancer Roy and Terry Newski, Nadla Wattin Elders, sharing traditional medicines Julie Jacques, Takla Elder, showcasing cultural crafts Violet Prince and Maggie Morris, Nakasli Elders, sharing traditional medicines Jenny Pierre, T. Elistine Elder, showcasing traditional cultural crafts Marie Desjarlais, Cree Métis Elder, showcasing traditional cultural crafts Joyce Roberts, Métis Elder, Métis Exhibit Crystal Ben, Dean, Manitoba Mukluks Artist and Exceptional Beater UNBC First Nations Center and IMSS. Supporting Diversity at the College on Wednesday, March 12 from 11:45 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Room 1-306, Tizo D. Pete Erickson, a member of the Yinka Dene, Dakal Nation from Nakasli and the Samusayu, Beaver, Clan, will speak. After serving 28 years as a constable and corporal with the RCMP, he now leads the Salmon Hatchery. As a Dineza clan leader, Pete Erickson is deeply engaged in the traditional governance system and represents Nakasli Wattin on provincial and federal committees. As a respected knowledge holder, he shares the rich cultural traditions of First Nations people by weaving captivating stories. A beaded earring workshop will be held on Wednesday, March 12 from 10 to 11:30 a.m. and 1:30 to 3 p.m. at the Aboriginal Resource Center, Room 1-773. Stephanie Jack and Jalen Fulton will provide instruction on creating beautiful, handcrafted earrings. This workshop is open to all, with no registration required. A screening of Sugarcane will take place on Wednesday, March 12 from noon to 3 p.m. in the Lecture Theater, Room 1-306. Sugarcane is a critically acclaimed documentary that delves deeply into the tragic history of First Nations people who attended the former St. Joseph's Mission Residential School. The film explores the ongoing impact on survivors and their descendants. Directed by Sequipem artist Julian Brave Noisecat and journalist Emily Cassie, the film has received widespread acclaim since its premiere at the Sundance Film Festival, including a 100% rating on Rotten Tomatoes and a nomination for Best Documentary at the 97th Academy Awards. The documentary highlights the profound injustices endured by Indigenous communities in Canada and serves as a call to action for a more just future. This documentary is rated R. A How to Make a Dreamcatcher workshop will be held on Friday, March 14th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Aboriginal Resource Centre, Room 1-772. Michael Antoine, a holistic student supporter, will share the story of the Dreamcatcher and guide participants in making their own. The workshop is limited to 12 participants. To register, contact Elder Darlene McIntosh by emailing rselder@cnc.bc.ca or visit the centre. For more information about Aboriginal History Week, visit www.cnc.bc.ca/aboriginal-history-week.